Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is Friday, October the 7th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today, and I just want to thank you all for listening, and we are going to get going on the show, but before we go to that, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Just go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. And you'll see the crowdfunding campaign that was there, that's there. And please make sure that you are actually contributing and assisting, ensuring that this network will be continuous and growing and bringing things and things that are facing our community, facing our families, and facing you, so that that you can have a source to get some real truth of information and actually have a concerted plan to respond appropriately or to build or to actually demolish anything that is not in your best interest and make sure that it's always continuously going to be healthy for you. Now, I didn't get to hear, and I knew something was telling me, Dave, get on, you know, I've been extremely busy, extremely busy with my business and had a lot of things that's why I wasn't able to come on yesterday. Had a event that we held for some of our clients throughout the country, and some of them are even international clients. So I wasn't able to come on air yesterday, just extremely busy. But I was really trying to get, because I was, you know, that led into today's, and believe me, I'm tired. But either way, and that led me to where I was busy today, so I wasn't able to post much inside of VTR community. So I'm going to get to what's in the news, and then we'll get into. But I really wanted to catch Scotty's show today, as I usually try to do, but I wasn't able to just because of my overall schedule and some things that I needed to do. But Scotty, I caught Scotty just before the show came on. And I guess there was a individual, and Scotty had talked about it, and if you don't mind, I'd like to chime in. Guess there was an individual that had sent the email. And what I love about Scotty is truthful about everything. And this email, yes, the individual was saying how BTR, Black Talk Radio Network, used to be good, is not any good anymore. Somebody he was thinking about donating and all of this and that. And so on and so forth. So, yes, you know, we all have our opinion about things and everything else, but this was the key that got me. The person, which was cool, and I have no offense about what anybody thinks, because I really don't care what some people think at all. I don't even ask for people's opinion about anything. I don't do anything for an overall response of an individual or from people in general, because I follow my overall direction in my eternal life. But I guess this individual said that they were thinking about giving a donation and this and that. Well, and, you know, the thing was, you always have to be careful of people, and I always say this, you got to be careful of people and know people for who they are. Most people only want to take and they never want to contribute. Be careful of people that want you to treat them like Jesus and kiss you like Judas. And why am I saying that? Because with this network, in case the person didn't know, and in case anyone here doesn't know, Scotty established this whole network on his dime, on his time, on his energy, to actually give you some things that were necessary that wasn't given back to you by mainstream media. And by this individual saying that, it says a lot about some of the people or this individual himself or herself, whomever it may be. Maybe Scotty will chime in about it and say something about the for our Tando radio show. But some of you that were listening to Scotty, you heard it. But I wanted to chime in. Why is this so important for us to respond? I'm not responding to the individual, because that individual is someone that is not happy about this or that. Fine. You're not here to please anyone, you know, it's in not trying to do that. But I will say this, that individual opinion is very important because of this. Many people want to eat the fruit and never feed the roots. And that's not going to hurt Black Talk Radio Network or the sincere listeners that Black Talk Radio Network has. Black Talk Radio Network has thousands and thousands of listeners, but only a tenth of that are ones that actually contribute to the overall network. And I'm going to, but what I mean by contribute, and it doesn't mean by contributing by your overall cash. No, that's not the level of contributing at all. But overall by the energy, by other things, and giving of yourself. Let me tell you what happens here at Black Talk Radio Network, as well as with Scotty. Every person that has a show, every person that puts into the show, I'm just going to speak from Tando Radio Show, and then it's something that you can see throughout Black Talk Radio Network, from Brother Davis. Brother Davis doesn't receive a dime. For all the callers that call in and to contribute, they're not calling in to receive anything, but to share and also, to give and to share. The individual that said that the network was so good and, I mean, was good at one time and it's not anymore, all that individual is just like the main problem that we have globally now. People will take, and they expect. No one wants to be a slave, but everyone is willing to have one. So for that individual, understand what you're saying, but you have the same mentality that the system has indoctrinated and you have accepted as one that is correct. And you and that type of thinking is one that will continue to take from anyone and everyone, because you've actually been conditioned to only be entertained. And you expect people to give whatever it is that they can give, and while you would just give what you think they deserve from your pennies. Because it was never in your overall capability to give anything that was meaningful anyhow, because of what you said and how you feel. And there's nothing wrong with what you said and how you feel. You thought it was, you know, important for you to express it. So it was important for us to talk about it and to make a point of it. There's not one person here on Black Talk Radio Network that is paid. They take away from their time, from their family, their business, and just putting on a show. You have no clue with the overall energy that goes into a show, because you and even just from some of our regular calls, Brother Brad, Roz, Mel, Jambone, Sin, all the other callers, and if I missed you as a caller, but even the ones that do call, you know what energy it takes to, when you have a call in queue I'm going to go to, you know what it takes to actually even just call in and to express. And so for that overall, brother and sister, I would say to you, you are actually functioning in the same system that has deprived many of their talents. You expect something because you think you're entitled to it. And just because the network is on the air doesn't really mean that it's on the air for that type of energy. And I know the Tando Radio Show is not a radio show that we put in what we put in. I'm going to speak for Brother Davis, even though he's not here. We don't put in what we put into this show for you, because you're the type of individual that will only take, okay? And that is the same mentality. And those same individuals, as long as nothing is being taken from them, everything is fine. They expect someone, and they think that they're entitled because you're there, that they are supposed. If you listen to what these shows and this network is all about, it's all about us coming together. It's all about us working to improve things. It's not about anybody getting ahead at the behest of someone else. So I would say for those of us that are listening to Tando Radio Show that have that same mentality, this network is not for you then. And I'm very happy in saying, because you're not paying me. You're not a customer of mine. And even if you are a customer of mine by way of our overall prosperity mint, call me so I could tell you what this thing is all really about. And if you are a customer of mine, and from what we've done and what we're doing, man, you tripping. It's not about you. It's about us collectively. It's about us establishing what is not being established. There is no major corporation sponsorship from here. We're not doing this for the ratings of you. We're doing this for the overall, giving the information to protect the people and to give them another option and to see what their overall intrinsical value is and their how the execution of their free will. We're not here to exploit anybody, and we definitely don't need exploiters here. So if you are the type of person that thinks that every tree that bears fruit, that you should be plucking from it for your edification, for your appeasement, and for your pleasure solely, well, I'll tell you, the rest of the world has plenty of orchards for you, and they will continue to give you synthetic food that is pleasing to you, and you should go there. Because this is not about one individual. This is about the collective movement of the people. And until you understand that, and believe me, the same things that you think are so great, and I'm pretty sure I can tell what you probably think is great, is going to have major corporation sponsorship. Well, let me tell you something. The corporations that sponsor those shows, they have a plan and agenda for you, and that is always to be a sheep and a slave of theirs. Not here, not now, not on my watch. So sometimes you have to tell people, understand what you're saying, we're not for you. So probably better for you to move on. because it's not really about what you think it is all about. We're not here to entertain you. We're not here for just for you to consume. It's much better. Be careful of those that will eat the fruit and never feed the roots, because they will eat everything that you have and walk away. So why don't you just step now? So we got a caller that's in queue. Let me bring this caller up really quickly. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Ramon, calling from 719, your family over here in the Midwest and Colorado.
Big Ramon, what's going on, brother?
What's up, Dave? I missed you, man. I actually missed you. I was like, where Dave at?
You know, hey, man, Ramon, I was just so busy with business and everything else. I'm sorry we weren't on air, but we're here, and, bro, I actually appreciate and thank you for being here, and this is why we do it, for brothers and sisters like you.
Well, man, Dave, I get my proper feel from all aspects of BTR. I mean, Scotty.
Thank you, brother.
Scotty like a big brother to me, the way he talked. The way you talk, like my homie I run with daily, you know what I'm saying? Gus is like the big brother or the brother that try to make sure we stay, you know, kind of focused. I mean, everybody
yeah.
has they strong point. And I just had to call in for that because before Scotty read that letter, I was already on. But I wish he had read that before I got on, because I that's a total disrespect. It's a disrespect because you pointed out most of the key things, but I don't get it how people sit back and watch somebody build something and then all of a sudden want a part of it. And then want to try No, I'm serious, man. This is serious.
Yeah.
I'm not no big fan of Steve Harvey or nobody like that. But Steve Harvey said it best, man. If we was all in a wagon or whatever, and one person was pushing us, and then all of a sudden we come to a hill and – everybody want to stay in the wagon and leave the one person pushing the wagon. How far are we going to get if we get anywhere at all?
Right.
So
right.
To me, that's that type of person in his personality. I mean, he could, far as I'm concerned, if he felt like he felt with Scotty, now this is my, I mean, about BTR, this is my opinion of mine alone. Why didn't he get on the phone and say, Scotty, what can I do to help out? I would love to see this show go further. What can I do to put you guys in a situation where you can broadcast 24/7. Them type of guys, I already know the type they are, or women or whatever they are. I'm just going to say it like that. But them type of people
yeah.
are a detriment to us, period. And
right. See, Ramon just hit, right. You just hit on it. They're detrimental to our overall health. That mentality is detrimental. You're absolute. I don't think it could be said any clearer, any better. Spot on, brother.
And this, you know, and for that brother, I would ask for that lady, whoever wrote that on Scotty's behalf, I would ask them, well, man, why don't you get together with some of your community people, maybe sit down and listen to the radio station and find out how many people are willing to donate a couple of dollars, not a couple of hundred, just a couple of dollars. Because it seemed like, see, I go through this, Dave, that's why I called in on this, as a builder here in Colorado. My number one customer base is white people. And I have to tell people all the time, hey,
brother.
Man, watching me, listening to me on this radio station, let's say one of them folks decide to listen in on BTR and hear me. I don't hide. I talk to them and let them know how I truly feel. But let's decide to pull a Kaepernick on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of business. Ain't no black folks around here going to bail me out because I've tried to lower my prices like Scotty did. I mean, I've actually redlined my own neighborhood so they can try to afford to pay me. And I can't even get them to do basic maintenance on their homes. And that's what that type of person sound like to me. The type that won't do a damn thing for themselves, won't do a damn thing for us, and then want to come in and make changes. It's almost like somebody saying, let me come in and run your business, and ain't got a clue, not even of the fundamentals of what it takes to swing a hammer, you know. So I'm glad you took control of that. I mean, I'm glad you added on that because that person is a disrespect to us. And I personally think that person would have did better if they would have just called Scotty and said, hey, brother, what can we do to help you? And on that note, I hope Scotty is listening. If he ain't got my email, Scotty, I got equipment I'm willing to send out to your person that needs it. Call me or email me and let me know. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, wait, brother. No. Hold on, bro. You can't hit that like a Barry Bonds home run and somebody catch it and we not get that ball back to you. Nah, bro, you're not leaving on that. No, hold on. I know you may be busy if you got to go. But wait, bro, you laid it out to a T, and I feel you in so many ways. But hold on. When you said he's a detriment or she's a detriment, let me tell you why. And you said, why aren't they, you know, I'm going to give you something even better. Not better, but I just want to bring your point home for what you and I are already thinking this. We are sharing the same brain here. And I know Brother Davis is. I know Brother Braggs is. I know Roz is. I know Sister Isatu is. I know the one sister from Jersey that called. I know all our regular callers are sharing the same brain on this one. Check this out, brother or sister. I understand you, but everybody is not as good as you. So why don't you get off of your weak tailbone and get on your feet and show us another way that we should be doing it that would be so good for so long? Oh, you can't do that because that's too hard. See, most of us got a real strong tailbone, but we ain't got no damn backbone. So it's really easy, as you laid out when you said about the I believe that there's three types of people in this world. There's pushers, pullers, and riders. Pushers, pullers, and riders. And you hit on one of them, the pushers. Who are the pushers? I like to say like a hill, okay? And you're building a pyramid, okay? And you're building this pyramid and you're putting this boulder on. There will be some people that will be the pushers. Those are the ones that bear all the weight. Okay? Then there's, those are the pushers that help. But then there's the pullers, the one that the actual boulder is strapped to. And then there you have those damn riders. They just want to ride to see how well you do, how far you go, and how much what they can get out of it before they make even an inkling of a commitment, but that commitment will be only a minimum of what they can spare. You know why? Because they don't have no form of commitment in their bodies and in their spirit and in their brain at all. And this isn't us dogging this brother for saying, hey, they don't like the show, they would like to see this, this, and this. What this is all about was the spirit where that came from. And you hit it, brother. It's, man, let me add to the brother or sister that said that. Well, guess what? It's very easy to sit on your butt and say this and that. And I take offense because I'm not offense, but I want to protect, because what Scotty has built and what everybody here has built is the most beautiful thing. They are doing something for free because they care.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You mind if I say this before I forget?
No.
It's two things I would love to impress upon all of us. First and foremost, I learned when I was going to a counseling, I thought I had a learning disability because I had to go back and reread things over and over and over and over. And so I was talking to my counselor about that. He's like, man, what are you talking about? That's what they call learning and studying. You see what I'm saying? You can't, I mean, people got it twisted, man. People think they can see some stuff one time or read it, barely probably read it if they even comprehend it.
Right, brother.
I'm just being honest, man. These type of people don't do no type of constant studying. They think they got it. They think they see it one time and they got it lit. And basically, it's like a kid talking about, I'm grown at 12 years old and I can go out here and lit, because somebody, you know, like their friends or something, have a damn baby and don't realize, well, she's still living at home. She ain't got it, or he ain't got it. So they don't want to go back into this. I realize we don't like to go back and revisit our studies. And that's a big problem with black people. We don't have to break that habit, man, because we cannot learn anything if you ain't willing to keep reexamining it. Every book I got books. My wife gets on me, and my daughter's in the car right now. She can back me up on that. My wife, if she had it her way, I'd throw away all my books except for one. And I have to explain to her. I might have to go back to that book to refresh myself. And she'll say, well, that book is over 20 years old. So what? The knowledge is still the fundamental of it. Why would I get rid of the fundamental?
Bro, you hitting it out the park again.
We got some problems, brother.
Yeah. Well, see, I think that one of the things that we need to first is that before we start to criticize the architect, the building or the engineering of something that's being built, pick up a hammer. Pick up a hammer.
How many can use it? How many of them know how to really use a hammer or a tape measure? See, that's what I'm saying. We get to criticizing each other, and we don't even know that what we lack. You see what I'm saying? I don't like that.
I know. I'm with you. I'm with you so much. Go ahead, brother.
I love Dave. I'm sorry, brother. That amped me up. I'm really upset about hearing that. Like I said, I wish Scotty would have did it before I got home. I'm upset about that because I go through this and I watch many people here that are really about it. So I'm going to say this to people like them. I have been sharing the Black Talk Radio Network link, but guess what I'm doing? I'm only sharing it with people that have already displayed that they know and understand what the hell they're going to hear when they come to that station. And I listen to damn near every one of the stations for various purposes. When I want to meditate, there's a great station on there for there. When I want to hear the Lotus place, I need to hear a woman's perspective. When I want to hear some rah-rah, I love hearing Time for Awakening and Pando Show. You got to pick and choose what you want to, you know, what you're trying to come here for. You can't get one medicine that fixes everything. And I'm going to shut up and let you finish.
No, man, well said. Great, great call. And, brother, we appreciate because this is why we do. And, you know, for the individual that sent in the letter, you know, the thing about is that we don't, if that brother or sister ever was in need, we would do the best that we could possibly do, like the best that we can possibly do with this network. And we would do what we could for that individual. So that's a big difference. And we resonate differently than people that, like I say, nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody wants to have one. I don't want a slave. I don't want a slave. So I don't take. I do not try to take what's not rightfully mine. And when that also speaks to when this individual makes that type of, when has that type of spirit and resonating with that type of energy, that's because they're trying to take what's not rightfully theirs. You haven't picked up. You don't know what it takes. Do you know that Scotty's been up at 3-4 in the morning? Do you know how long it takes? No, you don't. While your butt was asleep and while you were just hanging out watching the game and then, oh, let me turn on Black Talker. Oh, man, they talking about this, you have no clue. And like the brother said, you got to be selective on who you give precious stones to because then it will be wasted. The water will be wasted on the floor. You got to be careful. Some people they themselves don't understand the value of things because they don't really value themselves. Someone else tells them what their overall value is. They'll wait for a piece of paper to say that they're a doctor. They'll wait for the acknowledgement of a institution because their self-esteem is so, so broken. They need validation from someone else. So I would say, brother, sister, whoever that was, you're right. Learn something. Do something differently before you make the mistake. I'm going to tell you one thing. My mom always said this to me, David, be careful what you say because then everyone will know what you're thinking. So, listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. We got two callers in queue. I'm going to go to this. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Scotty, man. I just want to appreciate the words from you and Ramon. And, you know, it wasn't that I can take critique of the station and the programming. Okay, well, you know, but ask me. Don't come making accusations. Ask me what happened to this or that program, or why isn't it on the network anymore, or whatever. But it was the spirit, because I'm a very spiritual person. I could tell, I could bring people to you that, you know, when I was really hitting my meditation every day, they would tell you hair would stand up on their arm when they shook my hand or I touched any part of their body. That's how deep I was at one time into my spirituality and meditation. And I need to get back to that. But I still retain being the ability to be able to pick up on people's spirits, okay? And it was just... spirit, even though it came in electronic form,
it didn't matter.
Could pick up on the spirit of how it was written, what went into it, how it was written. Now, if that had been a person, I don't care if they had just gave $2, if they had said, like, you know, hey, I just joined the community or this or that, and I have some suggestions for improving everything that Black Talk Media I would have accepted that, and I'd have been like, you know what, I never thought about that, man. I should look, man. People have helped me as much as I've tried to help other people.
Yes, God, man, boom. Yes,
but you know, I don't know, I'm not good at this video stuff. I've never really worked with this video software, so I'm asking man, CR Capers, Charlotte Capers of Revolution Media, and as well as the program that they used to have on the network, I forget the name of it, man, but Why You Mad on Radio. So I would call her and or hit her up. Hey, I know you know that's your main thing is making videos. What software can I get? What do you recommend? You have to. There are some people that will charge you to take up their time to give you recommendations on anything. They're called consultants.
Okay? Yes, that's right.
And so people give information to me for free, and I have done my best to give what I have learned out for free. But it's still a cost to the operations and what have you. So if that person had came in a different spirit, then you know, I would not have responded in kind, because I can be passive aggressive too. I have to work on how I speak to people sometimes. I can get nasty, man. I just have no tolerance whatsoever for foolishness and disrespect. But, you know, the only reason I share that is because I know there are other people. That isn't the first letter. I don't get many letters like that, but that's not the first letter of people who've never given but always want to complain about this or that or the other. You know, instead of coming to me talking about, man, what happened to the quality of the stream? It's always cutting off or this and that. Well, then I can troubleshoot. I can, if you come at me and say, I'm having these problems, can you help me out? Then I'm taking time, like I have done, to troubleshoot. Okay, it's not happening on this platform or on our platform. It's only happening at TuneIn. So I don't know. Maybe you need to just refresh TuneIn or something like that. It could be an A, B, or C. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just all about how we treat each other and our interactions with each other. And I admit that's something I have had to work on, man. Is how, because a lot of times my passion is misinterpreted as aggression. So I'm still trying to work on it. You know what I'm saying? But that letter right there, man, it just angered me, man, because I read it right before I was going to go on the air, and I was debating whether or not I should share that. But I was like, there's other people out there with that same type of energy. And so I'm just here to tell you, I'm not on here to beg you to do a damn thing, okay? I'm on here to do what the Creator has put in my heart and in my mind to do. And so I'm going to do it regardless of whether you donate or not, until I'm either dead or I'm somewhere they then came and got me and put me into slavery.
You know what, Scott, and I put it this way, because I agree with you. But let's go to the commercial break. When we come back, we got some callers in queue. The two callers that's there, Brother Braggs, hold on, 754. Hold on. I'm going to come right back to you. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Hey, Scotty. All right, everyone. We may be dealing with some weather things for Scotty. Hey, Scotty? Okay, I think you got it. Okay, cool. Scotty, you there? Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. I think Scotty had a little, remember, there's a hurricane that's going through there, so he may have had some weather interference with the overall reception. So what I want to do, you know, Scotty had talked about being spiritual. I am, I try to stay in that lane. And just like I also have to be careful where I am from time to time around people because of sometimes my overall spiritual nature. Good, you know, there's a connection that I'll make with people right away, and it's if you're not accustomed to it, it can be quite confusing. And so I'm with you, Scotty. I definitely picked up on the spirit of that. And I'm going to tell you, when, you know, I don't care if you talk about me. That never moves me. That never offends me. I never give energy to it. But what I don't like is that when you love people and you love what people are doing, we tend to defend them. And when it comes to you, our Tando Radio Show listeners and Black Talk Radio Network listeners, comes to Scotty, comes to all of you, I will always defend completely. You can say what you want about me. It's very easy for me to walk away from you and not even respond. That's just the way I am. But sometimes I will go out, and I don't care who you are, because I'm not a respecter of person. I respect people. And I do protect what I think is very critical. And this what is being built, this arc that Scotty and everyone here is building, is greater than their individual selves. And I just hate for people to have a selfish approach towards this unselfish agenda, because that's really what it was. So let's go to another caller. Scotty, when you get in, definitely let me know that you're there. Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm all right. The storm is impacting the internet here.
We could tell. Yeah, I could hear it.
Yeah, and that's what happened. But I'm just we're reestablished back to the station now. I just gotta work behind the scenes to get us back on YouTube. So y'all go ahead.
Do your thing, brother. Okay, brother. Thank you, Scotty. Let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question and comment? Brother Briggs!
Peace. What's up, Dad? What's up, man? Listen, I missed the first part of the conversation, the letter that Scotty read. I didn't hear it. But this is what I have to say. I do a lot of studying. For a long time, I've been telling people the truths that I shared with you people, the truths that I find to be truths. They might not be truth for everybody else, but the truths that I have identified. I never heard anybody else convey the 13th Amendment and the exception clause except for Scotty. I have been saying this to people. I'll show you some old law books. I got all my shit marked, and I used to say this to people. They used to tell me I was crazy. That's why I tell you people think I'm weird. Because I do a lot of reading, and when other people don't read, the things that you read and you say it to them, they look at you like you're out your ever-loving mind because they ain't cracking shit. I'm saying it's sad, right. But it's true. That's why so many things are concealed from us. Because they in a book. We'd rather go back, bounce a basketball, chase a football, go to the beach. Man, look, I love hot rods. I love dogs. I love outside. But without cultivating your mind, because your mind is connected to the all, to the supreme being, whether you know it or not, it is. And when you speak spiritual, I don't follow no. I prostrate myself on no knees to no man. Because there's no physical living man that's God in that way, that you should be on your knees to another man. You made in the likeness of God. You are God. And that's all. I can't see how anybody could. This station is a beacon of light, as far as I'm concerned. Because I never heard brothers convey the ideas that we convey here. You know.
And I'm gonna tell you, brother Braggs, you are for everyone here at BTR. People ask me about you all the time because they always say that brother Braggs. Bring the heat, because as you said, I like ice cream, I like football, but I never allow that to control who I am. I may like something, but that doesn't mean that I love it. I love who we are. I love our people. I love me. I love what the great Creator has done. I'm so in love with it that I come with an open hand with it, as you do with the knowledge, and as we all try to bring what our talents are. That's the uniqueness of us all. If there's anything that we are here to break down, is what enslaves us. Black Talk Radio Network is not here to enslave you, but to bring you the ability and to bring you the encouragement to see the greatness of yourself. And that's what you do, Brother Braggs, all the time. With my favorite thing that you always say, wait until these people realize that these brothers are standing on their own stuff.
Standing on their own shit and don't know it because you won't crack a book open. Man, it's going to blow your mind when you get right to it. This is the stuff that's been kept from you because they know once you know these things, a man is no longer fit to be a slave once he has certain information, once he has certain knowledge, especially of self, knowing that you're the master builder of the universe, knowing that before you there were none, probably after you there will be no more.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, you know,
it's deep.
It is. From what I've been able to learn from Black Talk Radio Network, from all of the shows, from Tando, from just the callers, from you, from everyone, brother Davis, brother Braggs, and then you got Raj, you got everyone that calls into the show. I learn from, and even when you don't say anything, you teach me so much from the comments in which you reach out to me with daily. The VP, you know who you are, the vice president, and the first lady of Tando Radio Show, the vice president's wife. They know who they are. They listen. This, our overall community is so powerful, and for the brother or sister that wrote the letter, guess what? I still love you, but I'm not going to allow you to make a mistake and then continue to thrive in that energy and think that it's cool. It's a matter of get right or get gone. Because what was being done here isn't just for you. It's for the overall collective movement of our people. This is about us individually, our families, and our community, and those that we have yet not named. So, Brother Braggs, Brother Braggs. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Braggs.
I just wanted to say that this manner, now look, I know you always hear the manna from heaven. The manna of heaven is no more than spiritual food when they speak of manna from heaven. That's all that is. And I would put this show on that reference as far as the information is spiritual, so is manna from heaven, psychologically, mentally. It's food for the soul, no doubt. So I would never sleep on Tando, Black Talk Radio Network. They are beasts. They're going to be a beast to be reckoned with now and in the future.
My man, and you know we are all a part of this, and this is very important. This is the love that we have for one another. Hold on, Brother Bragg. We got another caller in queue. Welcome, caller. What's up, Mel? Give us a call, Mel. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
It's 719 against Ramon. I wasn't
trying to get back
on.
Yeah, my mistake.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my mistake, brother. Sorry about that. I hit it flipped around on me. Okay, thank you. Hold on. Keep listening, brother.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question and comment?
Hey, what's going on, Dave? It's Sam from the South Florida area.
Man, my brother.
Hey,
my brother.
How you doing, man? I've been missing not calling in because I've been, you know, doing a lot of listening and just paying attention to what you guys have said. You was about to say something?
Yeah, I sure was. I said, hold on. Brother Davis don't allow me to say a word before he gets something in. And he always say, it's nothing like hearing the voice of a friend, you know.
Right.
And let me tell you, first and foremost, what's up, my brother? Much love, much respect to you, to the family. And, man, appreciate you so much. It was funny, bruh, I was traveling and the wife and I bust out laughing because she said something that you said that was just so funny. I forgot what it was, and man, I just thought about you. It was so cool, and that's the relationship that we have with each other. We'll always be here for each other at all. So you are critical to our over. And I know the callers here and love when you call too. So go ahead, brother. I didn't mean to take any more from you. Go.
Oh no, that's okay, man. This is what it's all about, which is why I decided to say something about this caller, because that it just, like Scotty said, that really, really upset me. Because, man, first and foremost, you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing anyway. It ain't got nothing to do with Scotty. Scotty's platform and you and everybody else, y'all here to help us, you know what I'm saying? That's it. You got to get up off your keister and help yourself. You got to help this movement. You see what's going on. You had so much to say about it and whatever you said to Scotty. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Get going. So, yeah, that rubbed me the wrong way because, like Scotty said, you felt the energy. You felt him being, he wasn't just being passive aggressive. He was being facetious. He was being sarcastic. That's what I got out of it, what Scotty was reading. And it wasn't how he was reading it. It's how it was worded. You know what I'm saying? So, like people like that, I don't know. I look at them with an eye of a critical eye, and I just give them what they give. You know, if they not giving, I ain't got nothing to give you. I don't have no information to give you. I don't got nothing to say to you because you don't deserve it. It's like they just listen to criticize instead of listening to learn and then help. So I had to chime in with my little piece. I hope he's listening. The thing about it is that we all, like I said, we all have our place. I understand who and what I am. I'm a warrior. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a bureaucrat. I'm not in the mission. I'm not a politician in the mission. I'm a warrior. I know what the mission is, and I got guys like you and Scotty and Mr. Booker and that over me. You might not know me personally, but you send instruction because you teach me. So I go on out and I act. That's what people like him are supposed to be doing. You get what I'm saying? That's what
yes,
made
sir.
You so mad. You don't know your place. You giving all this information and blah, 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 blah. You don't even know your place, man. So you're right, Dave. He ain't got no business listening to it. He need to be on ABC or one of the other alphabets. You know what I'm saying? And I just, for real, man, and I want to thank, once again, I want to thank you and Scotty and everybody else for your platforms, for your time, your energy, for your sheer spirit of helping us. Just a spirit to want to help and just end this thing, abolish. So I thank you, man. I thank you. Like you say, it's a nice feeling to hear your voice. So I'm going to step off, man. I want to hear the rest of the show. And
Much love. Always family at any time. Whatever I can do, I'll always be there for you. You know, I'm like Vincent, man, I look at him with an eye of contempt.
Right.
Because I know with that energy, like was said, I picked up on that energy. But just from when Scotty told me, I didn't hear it. I didn't, you know, Scotty said, hey, did you hear the end of my show? I didn't hear the letter. I didn't hear the writing. And Scotty's busy right now trying to keep the network on air as a hurricane is going through and affecting the connection. So that's why you hear the little hum in the back. And let me tell you something about when you get it raw. Let me tell you something about when you get it from our people. See, we don't have what the establishment says is the acceptable way of living. You're not going to get a ABC studio. You're not going to get a CNN studio because you know why? You know why? Because we don't make place for devils. We don't make place for demons. We don't make place for destruction of people. We don't make place for subjugating and enslaving people. If that's what you're used to seeing because that's what you think is right, that's because you resonate with that overall energy because that's what your ass is about. That's who you are, but that's not who we are. And that's not who we'll ever be.
I'm sorry for chiming in, babe, but that is exact. Ooh, you hit it on the head. Okay, I'm going back in the queue. I'm going.
Because as the brother said, we warriors here. Soldiers take orders. While what a warrior think a soldier could never do. And we're not focusing on you because it's bigger than you. It's that energy. It's that spirit that we have to be careful of. And we got to be keen to, and we have to be, and we will take our defense against, because guess what? We are all about it. This is why we have what we have, and we talk about what we talk about. Do you think that it's popular what we talk about? But guess what? We still do it. And for that individual, as I said, where's your show? Where is your information? Where is the things that you are doing that would be so good? Because let me tell you something about Black Talk Radio Network. There's nothing good about it. It's like real organic food. It's nourishing. You should never eat for the pleasure of eating, in my opinion. You should eat for the nutritional value that it gives your body, first and foremost. So step on. Step on. We got another caller in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question or comment?
What's up, big brother?
Man, what's up, big brother?
Good, man.
Wait, hold on. Y'all just don't know, first and foremost, how is our princess doing? How's my little princess doing?
She's doing beautiful, studying. She's studying as usual.
And give my regards to the queen of the house.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
Yes. Much love, much respect.
Well, that's
what's up, Big Mel?
You didn't even really
hold hear. Hold on. Let me get.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Somebody had a little music in the background.
You didn't hear him read the email?
No, I couldn't. I was trying to get on. I was running around and busy. You know, I just picked up, you know, I talked to Scotty just before he asked me if I heard it. And I didn't even need to hear it. I knew what the spirit was.
Exactly.
And Scotty told me in just no more than 30 seconds.
Exactly. And just your commentary is just, man, you. But, I mean, I just want to say to Scotty, man, if that was me, because I know I have an idea how hard that brother works and what he does for his people. And for him to read something like that, that could be kind of discouraging. I mean, I don't want to say discouraging, but I can understand why it would very piss him off. You know what I mean? But don't feel unappreciated, brother. That might even been a proxy. You never know.
A shill. Right. Right. Because that's what he is. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Don't matter. He was, because you knew what? He took time. I don't know if it was an email or a letter, but whatever it was, he took time to pen it,
yeah.
And he thought about what words he was going to use, and he thought about, am I using this in the right context? And he put energy in it, too. So just
exactly.
Like Mel said, you absolutely right. Oh, can I say
and
it? I can't say it.
Request.
He's a shill. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I know I'm there, too. But
I want to say something else. I wanted to say something else, but
I do too, but this is a family show.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have a request of you and the callers, and can we please not give any more energy to that idiot? Or I take that back. I'm not going to call nobody no names because he had his opinion, so, you know, he has his right to that. But can we just give him no more energy and move on with the show, because I need to be fed. You know, I'm like a little baby bird. Come fly back to the nest and feed me.
And I'm going to tell you, this is where the people, this is what we all should be doing. If I get out of line, Mel is there to push me back. If Mel gets out of line, I'm there to push him back. Sin is there to push. And you absolutely right. You absolutely right. So, man, Mel, you are the, you're always the one that watches the, where we're going and to keep us all right in line. No. Don't even go here. Get here. Get back here.
Yeah.
You, my man, powerful. You see, this is not eating the fruit. This is feeding the roots. Everyone is called is feeding the roots. And Mel, you hit it out the box. And man, much love, much respect. Keep listening. Right, I got another caller in queue, and we're going to get to the show. Yes, sir.
Before you go, I just wanted to say that when you said that you should never eat food for pleasure, you should eat it for nerd. I hate when people are like, oh, this is so good. Oh, that's so. I hate that, man. I don't. You don't eat that. That's gluttony. But go ahead, man. Peace and love. I love y'all very
much. My man. All right, brother. Now, there's a place for it, but see, what Mel is talking about, but don't let that be the only choice and the reasons why you eat, or else you will be eating. You know what? Poison tastes very good. Poison tastes very good. It's good for the overall ego. It's a destroyer of the spirit. So let's go to next caller in queue. Great call, as always, Mel. Thank you. Back on point. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question or comment?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? This is Hassan from Seattle.
Hassan, oh, man, Hassan going to kick my butt. Hassan, I'm so sorry, man. Hassan going to kill me. Hey, but first and foremost, how's Princess doing?
Oh, man, she's good, man, all the way good, man. You already know, man.
And tell her it's still hidden. It's still hidden. Waiting for her to find it.
Hey, no, it's funny that I'm even talking to you today because just yesterday I was reorganizing a couple of things in my room, and I told you, I keep hers separate. And so she said, wait a minute, where's mine? I showed it to her. She said, oh, okay. She said, where's the other one? I thought he was going to hide one for me. I said, no, you know, I haven't been able to find it yet. I don't got the coordinates yet. She was like, okay.
Because I got to do that. I totally forgot. And I saw it. I was going to late. I got caught up in some stuff because, you know, we're growing and everything. So I missed you. But let me tell y'all, man, Hassan is – I remember the first time I met this brother. And I always have a passion for our young people. I was at an event last Friday, and it was the reason why I wasn't on air last Friday. I had an event. And there was a 9-year-old young man that actually pitched a business. And you know, dude, man, when I look at your seed, the brothers and sisters that call this show that I know and their seed from you, Mel, and it just has they always have a special place in my heart. They always have to be nourished. And if you really think about it, all of us are seeds that have grown in different stages of our development.
Right.
And so, you know, your daughter is dear to me, and you know. So, man, it's just so we got to get on the grind. What's up, Hassan? What's happening? What's on your mind? What you thinking about? What you doing, Warrior?
Man, you know, I'm always thinking about too much, man. But now I was just calling. I'm about 10 minutes behind you guys too. I was listening on TuneIn, but I just heard the beginning of the show, and you know, you was talking about people listening, not calling. You know, you still have stuff we be talking about when we talk. You know, how you be on my helmet about not calling in, because I told you I just be in the cut listening. So I said, man, I gotta call in today, man. I don't even really have nothing specific right now. You know, I just was calling in to say what's up, man, and check in. And, you know, let it be known that, you
my
know,
fam.
I'd be here, man. You know, I feel like, and it's crazy because, you know, the callers and people, they don't know me, but I feel like I know everybody. Because like I told you, man, from day one, I've only missed, I'm telling you, no joke, about 10 shows. Even though you've only heard my voice on the show, I think this might be my third or fourth time. But I feel like I know Brother Davis personally. Like, I feel like, man, Brother Braggs is like, that's like my big homie, like.
Let me tell you, Brother Braggs is on the line right now. He's listening.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
He's always
ask about Brother Braggs.
Yeah.
Always. Brother Braggs is on the line. Brother Braggs is on the line now. Okay.
And then like Scotty, I just feel like, you know, I feel like that's my guy. I can call him like when it's going down. Like, man, it's just crazy, man. Like Roz, who else, man? I be hearing everybody. Like I told you, man, I don't miss a show. I be going through too much. I be listening on TuneIn, and I'm always like 20 or 30 minutes behind because I gotta pause it. My phone's always ringing. I be in the store listening to it. I be in the streets. I be on the block with you in my earphones with everybody else on, you know, retardedness, and it's just crazy, man. And I hear stuff every other day, man. Like, and I'll be texting you too. I'll be like, man, I wish I could have called in.
Hassan will do that, man, and a lot of people. But you know, there's certain people that I've met. I met Hassan up in Seattle, and when I met him, his daughter was there. Oh, man, that's my princess.
She's the light, man. She lights up all the room, man.
She really does. Yeah. She really.
Yeah, man, she lights up a whole room, man. So, you know, and then she's, you know, it's like her, you know, like I told you, that's not even my only kid. That's just my youngest. That's the only one we met. But really, man, it's like that's the only one you needed to meet.
That was it.
And that's why I stay on point, man, and try to get information as much as I can. But at the same time, like you know, when you were talking earlier, and every now and then when you do go into kind of the high, what you were saying earlier, I'll be feeling like that's me sometimes, like just kind of extracting, but not putting nothing in. And, you know, not giving much energy, and that's why I'd be like, man, I gotta start calling in, because you already know I got a whole bunch to say. It's just, woo, you know, I don't, man, I got a whole bunch to say, and like, but I can say a couple comments right now, but it's like whole entire show type of stuff if I really start talking. So it's like, you know, so that's why I just kind of sit back in the cut and just.
Nah, man, you always, because Hassan, you see things from a way that helps and edifies our people. You see things from a way that we need to be exposed, because we are all the unique, you know, all of our views are as unique as our fingerprint and as our iris and as our personality. Right. And we need to share that, because that's where the overall relationship starts to develop. And I learned so much from you guys. I mean, it's crazy how much I learned from you guys. And just from, you know, the good thing about it is that if I'm not sharp, I know that there's another person, there's another spirit that is sharp.
Yeah.
And then that person and that spirit is the key. And so we don't need, because we don't need leaders, because we don't need anything to lead us.
No way. Yep,
what we need to be doing is working together. That's why you haven't met Brother Braggs, but it's like you never not known him.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I've been dealing with him for centuries, man.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone here, we all know each other. But even though we may have never not met, it's never been a time that we've not known each other. I'm going to tell you where you met us all, where we all met before. When you were by yourself quietly, mm-hmm. and you said, man, I don't have no one to talk to. Then all of a sudden your spirit is bombarded with all kinds of energy.
Yeah.
Because that is the bombardment of the energy of everyone around you that you've known and even not known, and the ancestors letting you know, I'm here, and you're everywhere as well.
Yep. Yeah.
You're everywhere because you are a creator. You can create the environment that you so desire, especially ones that are benevolent. So, man, my brother, much love, much respect. Get ready to go to a commercial break. Then we come out of the commercial break, we're going to get into today's show. Brother Davis, please please chime in real quick. I just want to say thank you for a wise Wednesday when I wasn't here on I wasn't able to be here on Wednesday. Great show. Thank you. You and Sister Davis, that scat man, we needed that. So much love, much respect. Listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If Scotty is there, if not, we'll just keep going. Listening to Tando Radio Show, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and the hit star 61. I tell you, the great Creator God Almighty always provides. And I'll tell you later what that means. Yes, Scotty? You there, Scotty?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, we need you to play the break. Play any breaks from the...
Okay, gotcha. Don't worry. I'll take care of it. All right, thank you, Scotty. Yeah, Scotty's, as you can hear, is dealing with that hurricane. So, hey, we're getting ready to go to commercial break. Let's drop this break, and then we'll be right back. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for tuning in today. We got, I think I made a mistake in cut out Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Dave.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that. So, Brother Braggs, man, I'm telling you, that, like I said, many, Hassan, a lot of people always ask about you and everyone else on the show. So just so you know, you are a part of the network, the Tando Radio Show, and you know the overall importance that you have. But sometimes, you know, you may not know that you're affecting people, but there are a lot of people. First thing that they ask, they'll ask for you, they'll ask for Brother Davis, and they'll ask for Roz, and they'll ask for everyone else that calls in and makes their voice heard and everything else. They'll ask for you, hey, how is, that's the first thing that they'll do, and I love it. So we are all critical to our overall development because it's love that actually builds. You love something, you build on it.
Hey, look, Dave, you know I'm playing with the words. So, look, I'll say this. Peace to the emperors and peace to the empresses. Those are sovereign people. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because I really believe,
sir,
the more I go, the farther I study into these words. Remember, you speak what you want into existence, so watch the words you use. Once you start checking these words, you're going to see things happen different from you. See, this is where the power lies that they don't want you to know about. That's what makes you so dangerous. You got to be focused, though. And you know what? It's something that Brother David said, your breath. That's the kanaba, the soul of the spirit. You know what I'm saying? Man, as far as I go, because, you know, we could go, man, when my mind starts ripping away, it's ripping right now in my head.
Well, no, Brother Bragg, take your time, and you don't rush, because you're absolutely right, and this is what a show that we wanted to do is about the speaking the spells into existence in your life. And we have to be careful of the things that we create.
That we use. You know what?
Because we create.
I'm going to say this while we're on this. The words that you hear a lot in the street, that MF word, anybody that's a man or a female, full grown, with any knowledge of self, period, should never utter those words, MF. Whenever you utter MF, you're insulting your ancestors, because your ancestors were made to do things that they would never have done without a sword, or threat of life or the threat of their loved ones being murdered.
So when you hear say that, it again, Brother Bragg.
You should be insulted when you hear MF, because it goes down to the bag test. They would throw a bag on your mother, your ancestor's head, so they wouldn't know if they were with their mother, their father, their sister, their brother. Remember this. See, that's what I'm saying. I dig deep down into things. I'm saying some things I don't want to know, but you know what? Once you know things, it makes it difficult for you to it makes you responsible. So I'm just passing this along. That MF, nah. You're assaulting your ancestors. And if you assault your ancestors, you won't have no luck in this world. You won't have no karma. See, you know, things used to be sacred. Sex used to be sacred before the beast came and raped everything in his sight. That's man, woman, and child, and beast, and animal. When the beast came, the whole game changed. So they got you thinking people that are supposed to be the Jews, they're not the Jews. The people that you don't think are the Jews are the Jews. I'm saying, now, what I'm saying might sound topsy-turvy, but that's how they intended this stuff to look. And if you really look deeper, these boys have insulated themselves in ways that you could, man, we'd have to sit down so we could have a good conversation, because, man, I could show you the insulation, how this game is played. This game is a vicious game. And guess what? A lot of times we playing checkers and they playing chess. But once you start breaking these books and seeing what they've done, because all they do is run the same recipe over and over again. Once they have a formula, see, it's not like they the creator. You the creator. That's why everything you do is different. That's why all the different fads and music, all the changes. The only changes on this planet that happen is when you make them. That's what they're afraid right now, that you're going to become aware all of a sudden. And the consciousness is going to be too much. Because consciousness is revolution. That's change right now. And they ain't ready for that. So they hoping that you can't tear that veil. But I'm pretty sure this veil, hopefully in my lifetime, this veil will be shredded. I'm done,
and you know what? No, Brother Rex, you know, it's so true. You know, I always look at, like, consciousness. Consciousness is the universe that holds the celestial bodies in place. What celestial bodies are you holding in place in your consciousness? Because that is the universe, the galaxies.
You are
what
the
are
universe.
You
are plugged in.
Yeah,
there,
exactly.
And you say that you are the star. You are the pitch black meddling. It's you and me. It's us. We man. That and that's the whole thing. Just, if we even go into meddling, it's the meddling is a science in itself. I'm saying, oh man, it's devastating. Look, you are what they study every day. You are what they go into the laboratory and go under the under the glass to look at the organ and see how they can dissect that metal. And they ain't found nothing more powerful than that precious metal yet. The most valuable precious metal on this planet is metal in the sunshine. And I say metal in the sunshine because metal absorbs sunlight. You are light being. But that, man, see, because my mind is running again. Let me slow down. That's why
no.
We were talking about frequency earlier. Whenever you eat, the reason you should be eating live food is because all live food has frequencies. If you are a light being, you need to eat light. The light is also electrical magnetic, and it's also a frequency. So when you eat food out of the microwave, you're eating dead chunks of nothing. No nutrition,
microwave.
No value, dead chunks of nothing. In your body, now your body is fighting for survival to get that dead chunk of nothing out of there, whether it be a dead piece of flesh. You know what I'm saying? Because I started looking, viewing things so much differently. I wasn't really, if my parents hadn't have taught me, I probably wouldn't be a vampire to eat flesh. I'm basically almost a non-flesh eater at this point, but I was taught to eat flesh. That's the only reason I eat flesh, because I was taught that. Because when you stand back and take a look at it, that putrefied dead meat in your body brings nothing into, first of all, the way they slaughtered, they terrify the animal before they slaughter. They don't say a prayer over it. See, all this was sacred things. When they slaughtered that animal, they said a prayer to that animal. And they prayed to the earth, the star, the moon, the sun, because they took a life to sustain other life. Now we take millions of life on a whim because life is not sacred anymore. That's why I said they've turned everything upside down. And who those who don't anchor themselves will be tossed around in a storm. You must have a foundation. So you either create your belief system or you fall in line with the rest of the sheep and let them create your belief system for you. Now, I kick no man, but every man is responsible for his own consciousness. Nobody can take responsibility for that but you. So if you ignore the truth, then the truth will pass you by. But if you look for the truth, your eyes will be open and your ears will hear things and you just see things. I can't really express it to you because I believe that you speak what you want into existence. So I'm coming from that perspective. I don't know if you understand me, if you can feel me. I'm telling you that anything that you put your mind to, you can make it materialize. Anything.
Man, Brother Braggs, that's so true because I'm going to tell you, the truth never hides itself from the diligent seeker. But so many of us have been accomplished at hiding ourselves from the truth.
That's right.
And that's really what it's many things revolve around. And as always, Brother Braggs, it's just we have to be, not only do we have to stop becoming the vampires of the flesh, we have to stop becoming the vampires of the spirit. Because once you start to do one thing, it actually opens up the low frequency or it will open up the ability for good or bad, healthy. I try not to look at, you know what's so funny now, Brother Braggs, is I try not to look at things from a standpoint of right and wrong. I look at things from a standpoint now from, is this healthy for me or not? Is this healthy for what I'm projecting, the frequency that I'm trying to project or not? Is this going to hinder my high frequency or is this going to actually aid my low frequency? Because as a creator, I can do either or.
Right.
I can create a heaven, so to speak, a place of prosperity, or I can create a place that is damned with damnation. And we speak a lot of that into existence first. I always say I try to be. Yeah.
You know what you're making me think about? We were born in a perfect peace.
Don't you love when Brother Braggs laughs?
Peace until we let other people come in and disturb our perfect peace by breaking our balance, by throwing us off kilter for us not believing in ourselves, not going. See, when we go outside, we're going to always fail. When we go inside, is when we succeed. That's how I believe. I can't speak for anybody else. But when I go inside, that's when good things happen. When I look for things outside my external self, nothing good can come from that unless you take control of the atmosphere. Now, this sounds crazy, and I don't even want to go into that because that's a whole other topic in itself. Just your being, your presence, your aurora, your kundalini, I'm saying.
Oh man, I'm all over the place, man. You gotta forgive me.
No,
man.
You're not. You never all over the place. You know what, Brad? I know everyone here appreciates because you do more than make them think. There's accountability that comes along with it. And because of Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that Black Talk Radio Network brings, we have a few more people that have decided to be free and sovereign. As Harriet Tubman said, I freed thousands of slaves. I would have freed even more if they only had known that they were slaves.
That's right. Good one. That's a good one.
Don't you guys love when Brother Braggs laughs? It's encouraging. It brings so much joy. So you always, as everyone here was so great about Tando Radio Show, when I don't know, I told the story, but I always got to tell the story again. CeCe and I were thinking about what was the going to be name of the show. CeCe from Black in Business. And I always say that the golden voice, and I call her Isis because that's really who CeCe is. And CeCe and I were thinking, and then I said, I don't know, something with love. Because I always want to have love on the show. I always want the thing to be love. And so CeCe said, well, what about Tando? Man, that was it. And that has been the overall, as Brother Bragg said, words are powerful. My children, with their names, there was a process, an eternal spiritual process that was gone through to name them. And that is the same, and because I wanted to give them at least the energy to be themselves and to start off to be themselves and to create their own from that energy as a gift. We have the responsibility to continue to give gifts, like the great creator gave us the gift of free will. You give your children the gift of their so-called identity that they will be identified as. That should be something that is a sacred process. I'll tell you one of my favorite stories is a story of a tribe in Africa that before a child is conceived, the mother and the father have to first establish the child's frequency, the child's song. So then the mother will come up with the song, and the father and the mother will come together and agree that this is the child's song. And all through the conception, that song is actually being harmonized. So that when that child is in the cycle of its birth and its development within the womb, within the universe, within the city of the mother, thank you, Brother Brad, within the city of the care of the mother, that frequency is constantly returned to and given to that child, so that child will identify hearing. And more important than hearing, whenever they identify the energy of that frequency, they know that it is themselves that they're being called on to be. So throughout this child's life, and then as this child gets older, if this child is ever in a state of illness, either physical or mental, or if this child ever commits a crime against the society or against itself or someone else. In that penalty phase, if that child or person is found guilty of a crime, the first thing that the judge and the jury will require, what they have similar to what we know as, and we can identify as a jury, they will require that child's song be sung among the jury and the judge, so that person can re-identify who they truly are. And that is a part of the rehabilitation to get that spirit back in line. And this is what Brother Braggs is talking about when it comes to the spirit of words. Because biblically, once again, one of my favorite stories is that when Christ said, man can't live on bread alone, but everything that proceeds out of God's mouth. Man can't live on bread alone, brothers and sisters. But man can live on what is proceeded from the Creator's mouth, and you're a creator. Is not the manipulation and the creation of man's economy that you live by. You can't live on that alone. And that living on it alone is not a physical life. It is living spiritually. You can't live on that alone. It's insignificant. It's insufficient. It doesn't exist. It's a facade. But you need to live off of everything that proceeds from God's mouth, everything that proceeds from the Creator's mouth. You are a creator, so everything that proceeds from your mouth brings life. We have to be careful where we, what we create, because it will live. So we got another caller in queue. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Dad, brother.
You basically tell him uttering words of power. For the word was God, and God was the word, and the word was God. So straight words of power. So watch the words that you throw around.
That's right. That's right. I am. Let's go to this caller, Brother Rags. Hold on. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question? And it's always good to hear the voice and the creation and the energy of a friend. Brother Davis.
I love that, brother. Hey, listen.
Wait, brother Davis. I tell you, it's so funny. You know how with your grandchildren, you have a call for them. You also have a call for us. Your voice, your laughter, as well as Brother Bragg's, your voice, your tone, your voice deflection, your laugh, is one that everyone here at Tando knows as exclusively some of our chief counsel. And I just want to thank you and Sister Davis for being that.
Brother, it's always an honor to share our time with the people we love. You see, we've gotten away from the principle of life, and that means we should be enjoying every minute of it. But since there's a lot of times where other people bring things into our lives that are unnecessary to us, we still have to go through the trials and tribulations. But you guys are doing an excellent show. I just wanted to give a little insight for this weekend. My wife and I were talking, and we were realizing that sometimes people don't realize what they don't need. So this weekend, I'd like you to lay a pencil and a piece of paper down somewhere in your home that is central. And when you walk by or you go through something that you don't need, just write it down.
Or outgrown.
Yeah, just write it down so you can start putting your list together. And then when you seriously consider downsizing, you already have the start that you need. But see, people, we fail to realize that we mentally tie ourselves to material things. But when we decide to downsize, we can turn those things into resources we could use in other areas in our life. So this weekend, everybody within my voice, if you just put a pencil, piece of paper in a central spot, and when you really see something that you really don't need that anymore, or this is too small, or this is too large, those are the things you put on your list. So when you start the downsizing, you already have a... You know, the Braggs is bringing it. Let me go back in the back room and continue to enjoy the show.
Much love. Great, great, great way to start to really think about and to start to practice within our best interests. Great, great thing that the Davis team came up with there. Write down some of the things. Put a pencil and paper somewhere close to you, and every time you come across something that you really don't need, write it down. And at the appropriate time when you're ready, as Brother Davis and Sister Davis has said, you're ready to downsize. You already have what's on the list that you're going to gather to move out of the way. And very true. Many of us have a connection to idle things and to materialistic things that have no life in itself.
Hey, Brother Dave, my wife was just saying, include the children. Let them do their own list so that they can begin to understand the importance of the process and be part of it. Yeah, because they got toys and shoes and stuff that they may not think that they don't want to tell you about because you kind of like them to have that. But that lets them become a part of the circumstance as well as including in the process. Everybody be blessed. Have a great weekend. And I look for you Wednesday when we will continue the show on scavenging and the purpose of downsizing. Peace.
Well, you know what, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, I'm glad you made that point, because what is being done there is so powerful. We're actually teaching our children the principles of being a prodigious saver when we take that exercise. So critical. See, this is the power of Black Talk Radio Network. This is the power of you from what we create. And we continue to create. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Much love. Thank you so much, Brother Sister Davis and Brother and Sister Davis, Team Davis, as always. Listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on a conversation on this Friday, October the 7th, 2016, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490, 32 pound, then hit star 62. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And we are in the last 30-minute segment of the show. If you'd like to get in, definitely call in. We'd love to hear from you. You know, just before we go into today's show, I just want to – I have a great friend who's in my California prepping group and sent me this, and I want to read this to you. He said, subject, an extra can of tuna, even though depending on where that tuna is coming from, Fukushima tuna or not, but that's just me. I'm just, you know, just saying, but the point is well served. But here what – this brother wrote, an extra can of tuna, all eyes on Hillary and Donald, and, of course, Hurricane Matthew. So focused and a dash of NFL, a few crappy sitcoms, The Voice, etc., and you have the news, but, and a big but, as it were. Our wonderful media is sweeping a story under the carpet today. Were you aware that last night Russia declared a no-fly zone in Syria for any and all aircraft that were not Syrian or Russian. Of course you weren't. Just a little tip here. You may want to buy an extra box of ammunition and an extra can of tuna. Oh, and by the way, Zoolite removes radiation from the water. My man. And this brother and I have been, you heard of Chico Stick. Oh, I forgot to mention Chico Stick. Chico Stick, we got to get you on. My man Chico Stick. This brother and Chico Stick and I have a preparedness group that's in Southern California and very, you know, in tune, brother, and so true. And I would say to you all, we've been talking about that here on Tando Radio Show, and I would say in the midst of who robbed Kim should be what is going to be robbing you while we're focusing on something that has no direct correlation to your overall standard of living, quality of life, or the prosperity that you are trying to build for your future generations, the ones that you have yet not named. And I just would say, over this weekend, continue to prepare. Those of you that are in the hurricane zones that are going to be affected by the winds of this hurricane, which I wouldn't be surprised if it, after it leaves its path and goes back out to sea, that it turns around and comes right back around and does everything again. I guess that was one of the storm paths that it could possibly have to be a double hit. Wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised if it takes a hard right turn, then another hard right turn, then another hard right turn, because it may possibly be steered. But either way, if it is or if it isn't, the need to prepare is still there. The need to care about your family and to position yourself to where you're not relying upon anyone other than those that have the best interest in you and your family, that being you and your family. Take the time this weekend to do what you can to properly position yourself for what has already arrived, so that when the big surprise is sprung, you won't have time to be caught in a trap because you're busy building your ark. You picked up a hammer and started to build your ark. The ark that will protect you, your family, and our community. And collectively, we will be able to navigate the turbulent seas of destruction that have been steered right turn, right turn, right turn into our path. But because of the energy that we have, what was created to destroy has no effect to consume. So this weekend as well, and this is why Team Davis wanted you to look at some of the things that you don't need. Take the opportunity to know what's going on in the world. I would say where your commitment level is will determine your knowledge of what is. Many of us are thoroughly schooled on the stats of this baseball pitcher or the quarterback rating of this individual quarterback because we've taken an interest in that and it has become how we disseminate our energy. I would say never draw weary, tired, or think just because nothing happened right now that you can see that that is the truth. Because more importantly, it's what you feel spiritually. That's why we felt a certain way about energy that was there. That same low frequency of energy displays itself in so many places, in so many ways, and it needs to come across subtly so that it won't be identified as its true nature and agenda. So this weekend, continue to love your family. Continue to love yourself. Continue to love our community by providing for it and preparing for its overall sovereign deliverance. And that is not something that can be penned, proclamated, or legislated into existence. It has to be built by those that want to have a kingdom that they choose the overall direction. So make sure this weekend, continue to prepare, because your energy and your preparing will not go in vain. At the appropriate time, in the appropriate window, you will be able to seize on the opportunities that so many have decided and to discard. One of the great things I love about the great creator and us as creators itself, we are not wasteful. Nothing is ever wasted. Everything has been energized for a reason. It has an agenda that maintains our overall sovereignty. Some of our young people are not in a position to prepare in the way that you can prepare. I would say that you meet them at their energy, meet them at their love, meet them at their compassion, and show them some of the greatest and most powerful thing that they will ever be exposed to, the power of themselves to decide which direction that they will go. There is no sign, no directional sign, nor detour, nor stoplight, nor one-way street that can hold your great spirit. So before we get out of here today, just wanted to give you a couple of things that I think is very important. Organize yourself. Get organized. Everyone has a different way of organizing themselves, but organize yourself. Start pooling your resources with your family members and your like-minded people around you. Even if that overall number of people is one is sufficient. If it's two, it is enough. Start pooling your resources with your family and with like-minded people. Get organized. Because we truly want you to avoid the frantic crowds that will happen at the opportune times. Have different methods to operations. What do I mean by that is this. Have different ways to get to what it is that you need. Your objective can be one thing, but your methods to getting to that objective can go in totally polar different directions. But as long as they have the same objective, the likelihood of you succeeding faster is greater, because you will always succeed. So for the brothers and sisters that will be affected by the storm, it's nothing that you need to be afraid of. Now, you see the overall works of your preparing. If you've had family members, and I want to address this, address the family members. We're going to address this, God willing, next week. The family members of those that we love that don't see or are not preparing for what you are preparing for. would like to address that. And then there was the brother that called from Colorado. The brother said something so powerful. He says that he is in a place where most of his customers wouldn't be identified as those in his community. I want to identify and talk about that as well, because this brother understands the asymmetrical approach that has to be taken for the overall good of himself. Because you can be in a land of strangers, but how you choose to play the game or create the game that's being played is key. Very, very important. So I just want to say to you all a couple of other things before we get out of here. Let me make sure we have no callers in queue. No, okay. You didn't want to make sure. I just want to say truly appreciate you all. Have nothing but the sincerest love and respect for you all. Can't wait to physically meet you, and it's always been a great pleasure in always knowing your spirit. That can never be taken away from us individually, collectively, or eternally. But before we get out of here, it was a couple of things that my internet here, we're going to get better internet, but a couple of things I wanted to say. Because of some of the things that we could be facing, when doesn't really matter when. You prepare for it at any time. And the most important thing is you preparing spiritually and mentally and physically the physical preparation will come because the overall momentum of your spirit and your mental will direct the physical. Be prepared for the worst. And what I mean by be prepared for the worst, be prepared for a major EMP. Be prepared for the advent of all of a sudden war, because here is not on mainstream media, because the system doesn't want you to prepare, because the likelihood of you surviving and you winning a war is less. There are other people around the world that are preparing because the system means for them to win. But that does not have to mean that you can have to be in their calculations and their forecasting and their data mining. Prepare for the worst without fear and create the best with love. Learn to train your mind to be able to respond to what you didn't expect. Learn to live below your means. Find the motivation to care and to love. Find the motivation to care and to love and to know. Because what you know can never be taken away from you. What you believe could possibly never come to fruition. Understand that we share moments in eternity with different energies, and the beauty of that in itself. Our way is not the right way. Your way is your way. But the uniqueness of the diversity of our existence is beautiful. Even if it is dangerous, reckless, and selfish. There is a beauty that we should learn to respect with that. Make plans. Lay plans to win. Lay plans to win. and build on that and energize that until its completion. Probably one of the most important things is that not in life, I always say that 99% of life and so often is uncontrollable. But the most important thing of what happens to you that you are not in control of is that 1%, and that 1% equals the 100. And that 1% is your reaction to everything. Your reaction will set up the next set of events that will happen to you. It's more powerful than the 99% of things that happen to you that are uncontrollable. Set your own spiritual azimuth for your direction and your reaction. Understand also that some people have been deceived and are psychologically directed by surrenderance. That doesn't have to be you. Be wise and encourage others to be wise around you and ensure that there is a environment that's conducive to those that are wise to be in your counsel. And I think with those things, knowing who you are and where you're going, there is never a cage or a cell or a chain or restrictions that could ever bind you. You are untrainable. You are wild. You cannot be corralled. You cannot be harnessed it, you cannot be controlled once you know who you are. So everyone, I just want to say much love and much respect to you all as we end today's show. I would say it's never goodbye, it's always I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, before you ask for prosperity, create prosperity for someone else. And until we talk, until we commune again, we are together because we choose to be. This tribe is free. Much love and much respect to you all. We'll talk to you soon. Peace and love and grace.